My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Ty Law's here. Ty and Wiggy, zero musical taste whatsoever. I'll throw Courtney in. Ty's like, is that the Partridge Family? No, it's the Who, you idiot.
They do kind of sound like the Beatles.
One of the greatest rock bands of all time, the Who. All right. My Lord, get a grip.
Who?
Who? All right, Ty Law's here. It's a Ty Tuesday, and it's a Patriots Monday all day long, and that means that you will hear Jacoby Brissett in advance of his first start as a New England Patriots quarterback regular season on Sunday, Jacoby Brissett at 3 this afternoon. We were talking about the division earlier and about the Jets because Aaron Rodgers says that they all know that they are a Super Bowl-bound team. I'm paraphrasing what Aaron Rodgers said, but we played it during They Said It. Bill Belichick, they've released a little bit of Bill and his show Coach.
Who's the co-host?
That's Matt Patricia, who is available to co-host.
Wow.
And so, you know what it was, Curtis? They wanted to find somebody who could not in any way be offensive.
Well done.
And so they grabbed Matt Patricia. So it's Bill and Matt Patricia.
And Matt Walsh is actually the cameraman.
And here's Bill, Wiggy, absolutely effusive in his praise of the New York Jets.
The Jets are one of the hardest teams to prepare for from a skill standpoint because of Breece Hall, outstanding running back that has the ability to take the ball the distance. He's very good in the passing game. And defensively, you want to do everything you can to get the ball out of his hands and load the box. Problem is, if you load the box, you're singled out there on Wilson, and that's a tall order right there to deal with him in one-on-one coverage. And then his run after the catch is exceptional. And Aaron knows how to use them, and Aaron will know, where the defense is heavy and where they're light and be able to work the ball there. And they just need to solidify the consistency of the offensive line. But on paper, I think they have a good offense, and they're hard to defend with a good quarterback, a great wide receiver, and a great running back.
Wow. He loves them.
All right.
He does love them.
I said it. What Bill is doing is, it's not an audition for like teams. I think what Bill is doing is just saying, hey, I've evolved. And so when I'm coming back to coach next year, all you owners out there that are going to be looking, understand that I can be relatable. I'm taking advantage of technology. I'm working well with others.
Yeah, but I would say the guy that he's with is part of the reason he's not on a sideline.
Yeah, but he can care less about that.
So what do you mean? So he's going to want to bring his own staff.
But he'll bring Matt Patricia to help out on defense. Really? Patricia on defense, fine. No issues at all.
He's not going to coach again.
Who?
Bill Belichick.
This is the perfect situation. Aaron Rodgers only has one more year on his contract left after that. Bill doesn't want to coach forever, but he does want to win another, or at least have the opportunity to win another Super Bowl. And I've said this before. Bill with Rodgers in Dallas, Buffalo, Philadelphia, and who was the other team that we talked about?
You talked about Dallas a lot.
Philadelphia, Buffalo, and now the Jets. Those four teams, you don't think if Bill Belichick is coaching those teams are not viewed as Super Bowl contenders with the talent that they have?
I totally agree with you on that one. And looking at the Jets situation, that's interesting. You might be a prophet there, Wiggy. Huh? Yeah, that might be something to that.
I was in New York with Belichick and Parcells during that whole thing when he went from New York and then came to New England.
Yeah, I was illegal because I called him. I wasn't supposed to.
Yeah, it wasn't. and Ty, you know this better than anybody else.
Yeah.
It wasn't that he had issues with the Jets and the owner, Woody Johnson, at the time. His issue was Parcells was the kind of GM, and he would have been the coach, and he would have been under Parcells' thumb.
Right.
And I don't think he wanted that, so he didn't have issues. So when people are like, Bill hates the Jets, he hates the Jets. No, he hated the situation of being under Parcells. So if him going back to the Jets, he's got no issues with the team.
Well, think about what Bill, if he went, I'm sitting there looking at the drama part of it. If Bill went back to New York, do you think that a little bit of him wants to just give it to the Patriots?
Oh, yes.
I don't know how much of a factor it is for him, but he probably, if he had his choice, would love to coach in the division.
Buffalo,
that damn documentary. Don't you think he'd love to come back here?
Oh, yeah.
A thousand times
as the head coach of the Jets or the Bills?
And it would be so great for us. Oh, would it be awesome.
Man, that's just being competitive, but at the same time, hey, let's not forget that documentary. He ain't going to forget about that.
He said it on the Brady roast about how, Tom, you think this is a roast. You should have seen what the 10-part documentary
said. Yeah, exactly.
And think about this. Both coaches, Sean McDermott and Robert Saleh, are both on the hot seat. If those guys don't win, you don't think that those owners are going to be looking for new head coaches?
Right, and the trepidation would be that you're fearful if you're Woody Johnson or you're the Pegulas that you're going to watch Bill go to the Jets or go to the Bills. So they're going to want to be first. If I'm the Jets, I fire Saleh today and bring him in.
Right, but if they have any type of season that's worth a damn, do you think that they're going to get rid of Saleh just to bring Belichick in? Because
what is
those guys, they're supposed to be winning 12 games. 11, 12 games. That's what the Jets are supposed to win. Right. So
I think if
they
Jets
do accomplish that and do not make the Super Bowl, are they going to fire the coach and bring in Bill Belichick?
I think if Aaron Rodgers wants Bill and they don't get to the Super Bowl, then Bill will be there.
And Buffalo, I think Buffalo has to get to the AFC Championship. If they don't get to the AFC Championship, I think then Buffalo, the owners there, they're trying to build this new stadium. They're going to say, we need to make a change. The Jets, I think the Jets are looking at the window of Aaron Rodgers. And Robert Saleh, even if he has a good season, if they get bounced in the first round of the divisional round, I think they're looking at, we need to get, because we're only going to have the window with Rodgers is closing.
Yeah.
What's giving us the best chance of winning a Super Bowl? It's just like Tampa Bay. You think the Bucs owners care that Brady was only there for, 3 years? No, he won a Super Bowl.
That's why I think that he has a better chance of going to Dallas.
Dallas is
a good one. Instead of the Jets and go to Dallas and do a Tom Brady, go to NFC and say, hey, I went to NFC and got one too. I don't know. I know he ain't that petty, but I just still think his chance will be better at a situation like the Cowboys.
But he knows. See, here's the thing with Bill, right? If he looks at the AFC. A team like Baltimore and Kansas City don't scare him because we've seen what he's been able to do defensively against those teams. He's looking at it. You give me the Jets defense, and I'm going against those teams, I'll come up with a game plan to slow down Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. Do I have enough on offense that I – and if you got Aaron Rodgers or if you got Josh Allen in Buffalo, it's the – you know, he's got to be looking at it. Maybe he does bring in Josh McDaniels.
But if you go to the – NFC, and you have a defense and a quarterback.
Yeah,
the least path of resistance for another championship that you want, all time leader in wins, another Super Bowl. You go to the NFC.
I agree with you. I agree with you. It is the NFC because you don't have to deal with.
I think the best job if I were Bill, and it had nothing to do with any venom towards the Crafts, it would be the Eagles if that came available.
That's a good one.
I mean, that team is loaded.
Yeah.
But why would that become available?
Because Sirianni is...
He's another one on the hot seat.
On the hot seat.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And him and there's reports, and you know when there's smoke, there's fire. Him and Jalen Hurts don't really see eye to eye.
They're not vibing.
Yeah, and you paid Jalen Hurts, what, $220 million, $212 million, whatever they paid him.
Yeah.
They're not going to move on from Jalen Hurts. They're going to move on
not.
From the coach first. So there's another – and the guy, the owner –
well, I don't know. Have they seen how great Mac Jones looks in preseason?
Can you imagine Bill and Mac Jones?
By the way, I don't think Mac Jones will enter the New England region after what Ninkovich said on his podcast.
My guy, Ninko. He played.
Huh?
What happened?
I mean, Ninko.
Play the clip.
What happened?
You haven't heard it?
No.
Oof.
They ended up talking about Mac Jones, and Dan, who does the podcast with Ninkovich, was telling him that apparently Mac Jones was not a fan of Ninkovich's.
Yeah, correct.
Oh, wow.
And here is what our guy Rob said as a response.
He don't like us either.
Oh, yeah. No, he don't like you.
I don't give a like you. Think I don't? I'll smack the out of
he does not like you.
I don't care.
I'm fine with him. He does not like you.
I don't care. Do you care if somebody doesn't like you?
No.
Exactly.
I'm just telling you.
I hope he has a great career as a backup. He makes a ton of money.
What's the I just love how everybody's like, he's gonna look at him. We should never have got rid of him.
Who?
Like,
yeah. Oh God.
There's people that are out there.
It didn't work out. It didn't work out. They needed a change. The demeanor alone between Mac Jones and Drake May are completely different. Yeah, you know, I just got to keep working and got to get better. And, you know, I'm just going to keep working hard and wasn't my best and I got to be better.
Wow. Oof.
And Nico said it. The quote is, I will smack the S out of Mac Jones.
It was so. I watched the clip like five times when it got posted. And I was so confused because when Ninko was on the show last year, he was always very complimentary of Mac. So I'm like, what?
I've never loved Ninko more in my life.
He's a
handsome man.
I hate to say this to Ninko, but it does sort of seem like you don't like it when he doesn't like you.
Hey, I'd be careful. We had Ninko on the show. Ninko, he say he got plenty of gas left in that tank when it comes to throwing him hands. I'd be careful. Ninko's one person. I don't want to get on his bad side.
How pissed is Sophie? I mean.
Hey, if I'm Mac Jones, I'm like, man, I don't need to go nowhere in there, Ninkovich. He going to slap the idiot. He said it with aggression,
too.
He's
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
He's getting Mac Jones is gonna like 5 years from now be invited back for some event.
Hell
and
no.
He's gonna go in the other direction.
Did Mac he had a pretty good preseason?
Yeah, he had a good season.
Okay.
Y'all smacked the
He said that with aggression. Let me see him again. Because it was like Dan was like, I talked to Mac. He had some interesting words.
I want to play that for Mac, and I guarantee you he pees a little.
I would love to know what he said about Ninko, though.
I know.
I have no idea. We can ask Nick.
He'll tell us. Because when you heard...
he knew that the back had been running his
when
mouth.
When you heard Dan O'Brien talk about it, he had said, like, oh, he likes me.
Yeah, he doesn't like you.
I think he used to do, like, commercials for Dan O'Brien, so I wonder what he said about me.
Yeah, hello.
Like I said, got to control what I can control, and...
It was probably went home. He's like, Sophie, Rob Ninkovich wants to beat me up.
Yeah, I think that's an accurate statement.
I love the Nesson headline. Ex-Patriots star threatens to smack the bleep out of Mac Jones.
Yes. Give us a Duval.
Well, you know, off of that, we got to ask Ty when we going to do our shot o'clock.
Duval.
Our what?
Our shot o'clock.
Hey, what time is it, Wiggy?
You tell me, Ty, what time is it?
Shot o'clock. We're not 5 o'clock shot. Somewhere.
Hey, we're doing that. Do we have to have a shot now?
Yeah, I mean, this is the first week back of the season.
For this football
season.
Which
one is it?
Huh? This is the grilled pineapple. Okay. Corvus grilled pineapple.
Right.
Hey, you guys. Hey, Shime, I know Curtis don't drink. Jackson with a nice clean haircut now. Hey, looking good, brother. Hey, cheers, right. Man. Good
cheers.
To be back.
Great having you back on the
great
show.
Great to have you back, Ty.
Shot
o'clock.
Shot o'clock.
Yeah. Shot o'clock. As Jim Cook says, you can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
Preach.
So shot o'clock.
There we go.
It's great to have Ty Law back on the show for another NFL season. Every Tuesday, Ty Tuesday. Hold on.
I love the grilled pineapple,
that is smooth.
Too.
Thank you.
Very good. All right, we'll be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.